How have you not seen this?
Seen this. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today I'm joined by special guest host Kamari Stevens.
Yeah!
And our guest, KK Brackett.
Woo!
And Peter Brick.
Hey, how's it going?
And we just watched the 2004 remake of George Romero's 1978 Dawn of the Dead, directed by Zack Snyder, who you may recognize from making films that just really divide people. Like 300 and Sucker Punch and Man of Steel and Watchmen and blobbity floopity flop bloop blop. This movie came out in 2004. Was largely like the big draw for it was that he pretty much just completely threw out anything with Romero's, with the exception of it being in a mall and there being zombies there.
Headshots.
Oh, yeah, and headshots.
Cameos.
And a couple of cameos from the actors, and we'll get to those. And also, the zombies in this one are all, like, fucking pentathletes.
Yeah,
for whatever
yeah.
reason. They can run, they can shimmy over pipes, they can fucking do, like, a 30-second quarter mile or whatever, I guess. So, yeah, it's certainly kind of introduced us on a mainstream level to Zack Snyder's directing and pacing style, for better or for worse. Kamar, would you like to say a couple of things?
I saw this movie, I think, probably sometime when I was in high school. I wouldn't consider myself the biggest zombie aficionado, but, you know, both times, this is my second time watching it, didn't hate it. It's like, I think it's a solid movie. It's definitely very different from Romero's, but,
okay.
I mean, like, at this point, with zombie, or people at least feeling like the idea of a zombie being an actual thing or a zombie apocalypse, it's more of a survival movie than anything. So I kind of appreciate it from that angle.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So as I mentioned, definitely, certainly, we talked about it last time. It's an actual mainstream, like major motion, like a studio zombie film. Not greatest as far as reviews go, but certainly made a shitload of money. Made four times its budget back against a budget of $28 million. So people obviously saw it. So KK, how have you not seen this?
As much as I like love zombies and the zombie genre in general, I'm really terrified of zombies, and I refuse to see movies alone that I've never seen before, and I've never gotten anyone to sit down and watch this with me.
Well, I'm glad we could shake that up.
Thank you.
Cool. Peter, same question. How have you not seen this?
Well, it coming out in 2004, I was 14 at the time, and definitely that was not on the list of movies I was allowed to watch. I don't know what I was watching back then. I don't know. I saw, like, trailers for it, and it looked awesome. Mm-hmm. But then by the time, like, I could see whatever I wanted, it was, like, it wasn't on my radar anymore.
Okay, fair enough. Cool. So we mentioned earlier. First, let's try and talk about like just the merits as a movie on its own, and then kind of measure it against the source material. Me personally, this is a movie that I like. It's not necessarily a movie that I think is good, and I think it's largely because there are too many characters.
And
not even against like the principal cast four in the original, like there are just too many characters. They're there literally so that they can have a body count,
right?
Yeah.
And even like the one part where the gay organ player,
yeah,
chops the woman in half. That was strictly just to get rid of people. It was, all right, what's too late? What's
yeah,
late
exactly.
Get rid of people too, real easy.
But, whoops. Those characters have maybe five lines,
and it's like you didn't need them.
Filler. But like, I think the only parts where I think you feel kind of bad when Andy gets got.
Yeah.
But there's not a substantive reason to, because you don't fucking know shit about him, except he's really good with a rifle.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the biggest knock of this movie is just this too many. And, I mean, it's that they want more people to get ate, that kind of, because in the first one, it's a lot of, it's not a lot of zombie eatings or you know that, and that's not what the movie's about. This one is like we want the
body.
You gotta fucking have a zombie there. So I mean,
I have to give them credit for trying though. They did have the scene where he was explaining the trying on the shoes and explaining to the two guards.
Certainly, and they did give like out of all of those like extraneous characters, they definitely gave Glenn was the character's name, I think. They gave his character more to do than others. The girl that gets chainsawed literally
just
has
gets
two
fucked.
Lines, and
yeah,
the dad
does.
From Modern Family
also
fucks
have a titty
her
count.
On camera.
And a body count and a titty count.
Yep,
yeah.
So. See some tatters in the movie. but by the end of the movie, you do feel kind of bad for CJ and Michael the way they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but like CJ like does a complete 180 for almost no reason. Because they bring Ty Burrell's character in, and then you're like, all right, we can't have two guys being assholes for literally no reason.
Yeah.
So
well,
let's scale CJ back
even
for no
CJ's,
reason.
And KK mentioned this earlier, his was more so, I mean, this is something I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
The fucking, just the idea, we've seen both versions of this, the idea of like, you know, what is it? Darwin said, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And that principle, you have a lot of people that's like, you got CJ who definitely initially is like, no, I'm fucking trying to survive. Which
exactly.
You cannot knock at all.
Yeah.
And then you have
not.
The other, what's the main character's name in it?
Oh, Michael? Are we talking about the dude or
the
girl?
Female.
The female. Anna. Anna is the girl.
Anna. Which is a more like community, like let's all stick together, let's... A bit more friendly.
Well, she's
a
fucking nurse.
She's a nurse.
So, like,
yeah.
So like that, like, it makes sense too with her character. Like, her natural inclination
is
to preserve
help.
And help.
Yeah. And so, you kind of have those conflicting ideals. And so, in reference to, like, see, well, I was wondering, like, what kind of person would I be in that? Like, because in reality, I think the logical thing is you got to be for self.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you do like your family, like, and you can define family however you want.
Right.
You have to like keep the people that you know you can trust for sure close to you, and that's it.
Certainly.
And that's who you have to look out for.
Strangers, who's to say?
And like the biggest detriment to this group of people is the fact that they kept letting people in.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well,
it
I mean, I just feel like
I think the biggest detriment is how sentimental a stupid girl gets over a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking back to like, when KK mentioned the mania of being in this like stressful. Like, yes, it was very stupid. I was very.
It was the
dumbest
the dumbest thing anyone.
And
does
I,
in
you
this
know what?
Movie.
They make her. She's. I think her character is just dumb. Cause like after when they're about to exit, they save her. And fucking CJ's about to blow, like, she was like, how will we know?
If she hits it.
And it's like, you definitely, it's
like,
fucking gas
it's
and he's shooting.
Propane?
it's frustrating too, like, I could see that they, because, like, she loses her dad, like, very early on.
Yeah.
And if they fleshed it out to, like, maybe that's why she clung to the dog, but, like, they don't, they
it's
don't
a loose,
really,
like, you gotta kind of
like,
infer
I,
that.
Like,
I think it was, I think it was inferred.
Yeah.
I think it was sloppily.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they didn't play one. That goes back to just having too many fucking characters.
Yeah, they're just underdeveloped.
You gotta like montage shit together,
and that's the thing too. Is like with CJ's character, KK, like I agree with KK. Like he was absolutely right with what he was saying. What I hate in movies is when there are conversations with people holding guns on each other when they don't need to be holding guns on each other.
Yeah,
and that happened like twice within a 10-minute span. They're all like, this is what I say. And blah, blah, like,
blah, blah,
oh,
blah,
man,
blah.
Just, like, you've got the guns. Like, and honestly, they would not have gotten the guns taken from them if they hadn't drawn the guns to yell at people.
Right. You only pull out guns if you murder people. That's the rule that you learned in this story.
I think the interesting thing that sets this movie apart, too, like, from other zombie stuff, it with the exception of Ty Burrell's character, like, I mean... There is, like, kind of the humanity turning in on itself element, but not like it is in other movies at all.
Yeah.
Like, and again, like, it's very sloppy, like, with Mekhi Phifer's character and his girlfriend. I don't know. That scene is... That whole thing is silly. It's like, come on. Your girlfriend's a zombie. You know she's dead. You've seen this.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that character... He would not have been happy about it, but I feel like he would have accepted that.
What?
My girlfriend's a zombie.
But it's like, I think that's like, I feel like if they would have removed the characters, that's something you can kind of zone in. Like, you fucking, your wife is pregnant and she gets fucking bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't, I can imagine like shooting adult zombies.
Yeah.
The children zombies, even in like the first one, you see when fucking Ken in the original Dawn of the Dead, yeah, like, he gets attacked by those kids and he's like, and then he's like, fuck it, I gotta shoot him.
Yeah.
Shooting a baby zombie is like the really is like, all right, I don't, it's a certain kind of zone I feel like you would have to be in to be like, it would be hard. And when you, if they would have like been able to like kind of, you know, make the cast smaller, then you could have really felt tortured maybe if
you had to fucking
because I mean, nope. I don't think that's easy.
Yeah, no,
I don't think that's
not
easy in reality. If you fucking, your girl gets bit and you got a baby and you're like, oh, this, and then it's like she turns to a zombie, it's like, fuck.
And I
like,
don't, I mean, he wasn't completely delusional. She was strapped to that bed. And he had the gag. Yeah, yeah. Like, he knew what was going to happen.
And just,
I think he just wanted the kid to get
He really him. Wanted that
yeah,
kid.
Yeah,
he was like, god damn, how bad do you have to be in life to be like, you know what, a zombie kid version of me is not that bad.
I understand, like, on some of it, like, one of the biggest tropes is, like, there's almost always a character that fucking gets bit, and they hide it, and it fucking bites them in the ass.
Yeah.
They establish, like, almost immediately, like, once they secure the model, like, the bite is what does it.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, for them to not check every single one of them, like, it's such a boneheaded move.
I'm cool. Where's Luda? Not she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah. I haven't seen Luda in like 8 days.
She's been
she tussled with the zombie.
Yeah. She's just taking it real easy. Yeah. She needs some me time.
She has to stay out with me.
And that's the thing too. Like with Anna's character, who is like one of the better characters in the movie, like as a nurse, like. Like, who certainly had to, like, work in a medical environment and has to have, like, be familiar with, like, protocols and procedures. Like, I feel like it should have just naturally popped up to her brain as, like, okay, yeah, we got to check everybody. Like, the second they made that discovery.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, man. Anna, I don't mind Anna. She's one of the better characters. But, like, she was, even at the end, she was like, you know, don't get off the boat, Michael. Like, hey, nah, you fucking get off the boat.
I think it was much different. But that's the thing too. Like, because even earlier on, she was that way. Even with Nicole's dad.
Yeah, no, like, she was very. I mean,
she's
like,
but she killed the shit out of the zombie baby.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Yeah, and
did she kill the zombie baby?
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah.
That was like the step. Like, all right, no games.
So I mean, at best, it's inconsistent characterization.
Nah.
And that's frustrating too, because like I'm not opposed to remakes. I'm not even opposed to remakes not being done super great, but if the characters are fucking all over the place, like, it's really hard for me to go to bat for him.
Yeah. Like, the cop,
Kenneth.
Kenneth. Yeah. Kenneth was like, I'm gonna go get my brother! And then he goes on the roof, and then he's like, never mind.
No, pass. Yeah, like...
It just let that kind of just laugh.
Yeah, and then he never talks about his brother again. Like,
because
he was like, still, like, pretty gung-ho, like, nah, man, I'm gonna find out for myself. And then cut to him walking on the roof and being like, oh,
the fort's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, this white dude's got a dry erase board. I don't need my brother. We're going to have a good old time.
We can play chess.
We're going to play chess. Yeah.
And celebrity bingo.
Celebrity sniper bingo. Which I actually did think
of.
Because I feel like in that kind of situation,
you
like,
make shit fun.
That's the kind of thing that you would have to do, like, to keep occupied. Like, the biggest thing, I forgot, like, how much... Like, I don't even hate Ty Burrell's character. I hate how little fucking sense his character makes.
Yeah.
Because, the running away, like, at the end, like, I certainly understand that aspect of cowardice and everything. But, like, everything up to that, he's just shitty for no reason.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of a rich asshole.
Yeah, but even then, though, like, it's still, like, he's not even manipulating people, like, to suit his own end. Like, he's just saying shitty, cunty things.
He's just around.
This is my introduction to Ty Burrell, too.
Phil Dunphy?
No, this is the first time I remember seeing Ty Burrell, and I think
that might have been, I didn't even, you know...
It was pre-Modern Family, too. Yeah. So then, like, a couple years later when Modern Family comes out, so I was like, oh, Al Bundy is in this. That's cool. That's the dude from Dawn of the Dead. So, and of course, like, Ty Burrell, great actor, like, but, yeah, like, it feels like he wasn't even, like, super committed to what he was doing.
Yeah.
And it reads, like, really, like, fucking cheesy, too. Like, he's not even convincing half the times. Like, when he delivers those lines, you're like... I feel like I'm watching like what a high school actor thinks is good acting delivering these lines. So it's, I don't know, it's just really fucking bizarre. And stuff like that that just really bothers me.
Well, and even with the inconsistent characterization of the better characters, at least they are attempting to characterize
exactly,
them.
Whereas
with him, it's just like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah. Precisely, yeah. Yeah, like his character is definitely the worst fucking character in the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And they say that in the movie full of characters that for the most part I don't really like.
Nah.
It's kind of funny because like, I really like almost every scene in this movie individually. But when you put them together, it's so like exactly like inconsistent. It's not my favorite final product, but like again, taken as individual scenes, I really like it. Which is a big reason why I like the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah,
where,
certainly.
Like, each scene kind of is its own little story and its own little.
Yeah, I mean, because it's moment like the scene, the shot, the celebrity sniper off scene is really good. Even just like the fact that like you have. The way that they, you know, just the little rapport with Andy and, was it Ken and this one now?
Yeah.
And then that little back and forth. We like, just whatever they're trying to do to maintain some type
of
normalcy.
I'd watch fucking short about that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like I really think the biggest thing that holds this back is the fact that they just shoved as many people in it as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
Overpopulated.
If you fucking take all those people out, I think you can make it's a way better movie because you can actually flesh out the characters and care.
Yeah.
When people like when that girl brings her dad in, you don't give a fuck if he's a fucking zombie. Like fucking murder him.
Yeah.
Like I don't care
but
at all.
I will actually say that one felt a little bad.
Matt Brewer's
I mean, he's in it for
like,
4 minutes, but like you have like
yeah, he stands
and because
out.
Of like their relationship and because you see them like talking and like the realization sinking in of what's gonna happen. Like you actually kind of give a shit when Ving Rhames has to fucking shoot him. But, like, he's in there, like, 4 minutes. We go the entire movie with a lot of these characters, and they die, and it's like, all right. I guess, what is that, 8 people left now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's it definitely doesn't, not every character elicits, like, a real response, I guess. And then, I think one of the weird things, too, is when they try to shoehorn in stuff from the original.
Yeah.
And there are two times in particular that jumps out to me. One of them is when they're on the roof. They're like, "Why are they coming here?" And Ving Rhames is just like, "Maybe instinct, maybe."
Yeah.
He's doesn't even do the full line.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they start to do it. And you're like, "Oh, like the original," and then like they just bail on it.
Nah,
so like they don't even commit to it. And then the other one is Ken Forey, who played Peter in the original. When he's
felt
the
like
they
did like a terrible disservice to that.
Yeah.
I would have rather that. You fucking put that on the character. Like, I didn't like the whole, like, idea. Like, I know it has some type of, in the original one, it had more of a voodoo type of thing.
Yes. Yeah,
but they had to put this, like, preachy fucking person on that's full of shit, obviously. And I guess not obviously, but just, like, the shit that he's saying is not shit that, like, homosexuality is the reason why I'm fucking...
I've got zombies. Gay zombies.
Like, it's not like a natural that, like, and even in the original, like, when they touch on the religious tones, like, when the priest is doing it, like, it's not, like, condemning, it's, like, saying, it's, like, this is what we have to do to make it better. Like, it's more, like, kind of a rallying call, as opposed to, a dude fucked a dude, so this is it, I guess.
Zombies are here.
Yeah.
Zombies.
It's like,
you got divorced from your husband? Zombies.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking fucked at your high school prom? Zombies, y'all.
Zombies.
Withheld on your taxes?
Zombies.
Zombies.
You didn't claim all your kids?
Zombies.
What's the best song by the Cranberries?
Zombies.
Maybe the dumbest joke I've forced on this podcast.
Zombies. Zombies.
Take this voodoo monster and make it about the troubles.
Yeah.
Sure,
whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Do whatever you want, Dolores O'Riordan from the Zombies. The Cranberries.
Zombies
are a different band.
Do they have a song called Cranberries?
No, but they should. The jerks.
One thing I did like in this movie, I liked some of the musical choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, you got the. And
Johnny,
it's not like
yeah,
super.
You got Johnny Cash.
You got Johnny
the
Cash.
The Muzak, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And then the fucking.
Down with the Sickness.
The Richard Cheese off the Good Machine cover. Yeah.
Down with the
That was my introduction to that band. Are you guys familiar with Richard Cheese?
Yeah.
For you guys that are. They do like lounge versions of like contemporary like hard rock metal songs. Like they do a ridiculous version of Chop Suey by System of a Down, like Rage Against the Machine. Just all of these ridiculous songs, and they're just done in that style. And, like, the gag should get old, but, like, they put out, like, 3 or 4 albums, and they're all really goddamn funny. So, so certainly, by
hey,
all
man, just, some gags don't get old. Man. Yeah. The reality is some gags just don't get old.
Yeah.
It might be rehab, but if fucking Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, though. Like, Richard Cheese, like...
Are you calling him a gag?
Not a gag, but it's like Snoop Dogg's been doing the same shit for, like... 20 years, man.
Yeah,
like, I've listened to a lot of, and I listen to the words, and none of it makes any fucking sense. Like, it was one song where he said, "I hate to get on this fucking digression of Snoop Dogg lyrics," but he's like,
"I can't wait for you to go on this digression on Snoop Dogg lyrics."
Let's see, he's talking about something riding on a Pegasus. Like, it's a song. It's listen to the song "French in Hell." It's Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg. Listen to Snoop Dogg's verse. It's just him using words to rhyme, and it's in the Snoop Dogg flow, so it sounds like, it doesn't sound bad, it doesn't sound like, this is ridiculous, but it's like, the fuck, you're just saying, none of this is related, you're just, it's like Tetris, but with words, and it's just like,
give us
right,
a sample line, give us a sample line.
Oh, man, I'm gonna look it up, and then we can get back to it.
You said something about a Pegasus?
Pegasaurus, he says,
Pegasaurus?
Pegasaurus.
So, okay, so essentially what I'm taking away from this is it's a much smoother voiced sounding version of an Old Dirty Bastard lyric. That's my takeaway from this.
Oh, man, I wish I had it, like, but it's, yeah, like, but again, some shit just doesn't get old, man.
Like zombies.
Yeah. Hey, now we're back on track.
Did anybody else think that zombie baby was cute a little bit?
My question was
it half black?
It was all zombie.
It was awfully pale.
It was all zombie.
Yeah.
Andre might have been protecting
somebody else's baby.
But maybe that was his redeeming quality.
Yeah. Oh, that could have been. That would have been something that would have been nice to know.
And it wasn't his baby?
You get you set up this whole...
Do they ever kiss, those two?
No.
I don't think they ever kiss.
Until she did.
Yeah,
until
she died.
Well, it's not like an on-the-mouth kiss.
No, he does kiss
her.
Yeah,
he does kiss her on the
right after she dies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Andre, you dumb dummy.
Yeah.
That's where the teeth are, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
You've seen how this works.
You know the basic mechanics of this.
Look, I'm willing to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. If you haven't seen it happen and you go for it, I totally get it.
Yeah.
If you've seen it happen and you know that that's the way it goes, you're not going to be the one, all right? You're not going to be the one. You're not going to be like that magic guy that comes along and fixes the damaged girl. The damage being that she's a fucking zombie.
Yeah, movie justice demanded that he got hit on the mouth. But
right?
It didn't happen.
All right, so I got this Snoop Dogg. I just want to, because it's so ridiculous. I'm a florist. Hold on. I'm like a florist, touring like a tourist. Godzilla flying on a Pegasaurus.
Pegasaurus? That's not a thing. A Pegasaurus is not a thing.
There's a Stegosaurus. Let's break that down.
Stegosaurus is a thing.
Getting around like a florist?
I'm like a florist.
Doing what? Making flowers?
Yeah.
That's what florist.
Maybe that's a
florist.
Weed reference. That could be a weed reference.
I mean, I could be a
stretch.
Amateur
botanist. That's what they call
trees.
Yeah.
Call them trees.
No, they call actual buds of weed flowers.
I can give you the flowers. Yeah. Flores,
yeah.
I've heard enough flowers.
Is he making them into an arrangement, though?
Because
that's also what a florist does.
He's delivering good goods to your grandma.
A bouquet of that good good?
That good good.
All right, getting around like a tourist. That line makes sense.
Touring like a tourist.
All right, that's,
it makes
that's
sense,
a lazy
redundant.
That's a lazy line, but it makes sense.
And then now, we get to the bit.
And we get to the good, good, good.
Godzilla flying on a Pegasaurus.
How big is a Pegasaurus?
A Pegasaurus is not a real thing.
Yeah, also, yeah. What is a
Pegasaurus? Neither is Godzilla. So we have to surmise that a Pegasaurus is as big as the Earth. If Godzilla can ride on it.
But also, if it was as big as the Earth, you could put probably 40 Godzillas on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You'd be sitting alone in coach on the Pegasaurus.
not to be too nitpicky, it's not Snoop Dogg anymore. It's Snoop Lion.
No, he changed it back.
He went back to Snoop Dogg.
Right, he had an epiphany and he went back on it.
Oh, yeah. People renege on epiphany all the time.
It was just that one album, man.
Have you seen that documentary of him in Jamaica?
No, I just saw the
him
cover.
Him and his boys, like, they smoke weed and they're all, like, falling on the ground. These are people that smoke like 70 blunts a day. And they're like falling on the ground. So I think that might have had something to do with his name.
Yeah, I'm a liar.
No, most people would not.
I heard the weed in Jamaica isn't that great.
If you smoke, even if it's not that great, 70 blunts a day,
but
I'm going to go ahead and call that what
that's his average.
But we're talking about
I'm
going to
call that what
though.
It is. That's too much weed.
No, it is too much.
That's too much weed.
Speaking of which, I've always wondered, like, where is the zombie stoner flick of my dreams? And I don't mean like Shaun of the Dead, where stoners like a zombie movie.
Yeah.
I mean, where is the zombie stoner movie where they're stoners in the zombie apocalypse? I feel
you
like
know, but
I
was actually
treatment
think,
of
well,
that of one of
I was
them.
Thinking about
it doesn't
that.
Need to be my movie. I just want to see a stoner zombie film.
I
feel like that would be so popular.
I was thinking about that when in the last one. Where, like, do you keep smoking? Like, you can't fucking smoke and be in that environment.
Sure you can if you're safe in the mall.
Toke till you croak.
Do any drugs you want. You're going to die tomorrow.
No, you're going to die. But I mean,
do
like,
Molly,
as far as survival, survival-wise. Like,
yeah.
If you're trying to survive, you just got to give up the pot.
Yeah, sure, if you were actively, like, in danger of zombies. But if you were passively...
The bikers were fucking drinking Miller High Lifes in the original.
And they were throwing pies.
Yeah. And then
they all fucking died.
They all died.
They made pies. Someone was baking.
Where did they have them? Even if they just had the pie crust and just filled them up with whipped cream.
This'll show up. There you go, you
I
want to
practice our bit for the talent show, guys.
It's a whole bunch of zombie clowns running around.
I will say, KK, as far as your zombie stoner flick, it probably does exist, and it's probably buried somewhere in Netflix, and it's probably not very good.
It's gotta be in the Netflix.
What about Idle Hands?
They smoke in
Idle
Hands
is different. It's not a zombie.
It's not a zombie movie. I was like the closest I could. Idle Hands, it's like these dude. It's a long. It's
okay.
No,
well,
it's
wait,
not
well,
worth
wait.
Even.
It's basically if the 10 minutes of Evil Dead 2, where Ash's hand gets possessed, was made into an entire movie.
I haven't seen that.
Good.
Yeah. I do like it. It's a very stupid movie,
it's
a lot
like
of fun.
Over the top stupid.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Devin Sawa, Jessica Alba,
Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, Vivica A. Fox.
Are they gonna remake those or what?
Idle Hands.
Yeah, or like the, or no, the...
They redid One Evil Dead like this year.
Last year. Are they going to keep doing it?
There's supposed to be another one with Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, can you tell me who the cameos were from the original Dawn of the Dead?
So, I was wrong. Only two of the main four guys were in this, not three. So, Galen Ross, who played Fran... very subtle reference. One of the stores was actually called Galen Ross that I noticed this time around.
Okay.
There was no David MG was not in it, who played Flyboy in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Reiniger, who was Roger, was the general in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then Ken Forey was the televangelist, and he was Peter.
And then
Tom Savini, who was the sheriff. Tom Savini.
That seems to bring him down.
Yep.
I like... Oh, this is another thing that I like. I really like this part of the movie, the twitcher.
Yeah.
And they never bring it up again.
Yeah.
What the hell? That was like an interesting thing.
Yep. And then they just threw it away. Side note, met Tom Savini several years ago.
Hmm.
Very impersonable. he's not as like... Maybe he had a bad day. I met him at a Motor City Comic-Con in Detroit. And I had him actually sign my Dawn of the Dead comic I bought a magnet of him as Sex Machine from Dust Till Dawn. But yeah, he was... I just went up and was like, oh, hey, how's it going, man? I love these movies. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. Like, he kept, like, trying to, like, avoid conversation. I was like, dude, I'm going to buy something. Like, just... You know, I already paid $30,
fucking,
man.
You were a
stunt
man, Fucking be happy.
I don't want to pay $50 to go say hi to Billy Dee Williams, because fuck that.
Nah.
I want to come over here and hang with you and Lou Ferrigno, bro. Actually, I didn't see Lou Ferrigno, because he was charging fucking $30.
Damn, man.
And you can't even talk to those guys. Like, you have to buy, like, a headshot and get in line, and they'll sign it, but it's like $30-$40 a pop. Fucking Adam West apparently does not charge less than $100.
I
was like, bro... fuck you. You don't need that.
I want to go to one of those and then, like, set up a fake display of stuff I've been in.
Yeah.
And then charge, like, I don't know, like, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Say hi to me, you know?
Are you even... I mean, Peter Brick
from How Have You Not Seen This, the podcast?
I think if you...
Peter Brick from two of, Two Struck and Nerve, the pop culture mixtape shows.
Yeah.
What if everybody saw you lowball and they tried to freeze you out? Murder this guy.
Billy Dee Williams is just coming straight out. He sold out Han Solo and they were best friends.
Oh,
he doesn't even know you.
Billy Dee Williams.
And he was
Let's bring it back.
Massive amounts of 40 ounces to the black community.
So what else did we want to get to as far as the movie?
I really, we covered a lot of it. I mean,
they should have stayed in that mall. Like the original, they wanted to stay in the mall, and then like in this one, they're like, "No, let's get out of here."
That's why I think it's like it's a survival. It's not. Yeah. That's where the survival part comes in.
And I appreciated their reasoning.
Yeah, it made
I don't.
Sense.
You know what? Like, there's things worse than death, and that's waiting to die. So they were like, either we're gonna go out trying to live, or we're gonna die in the way.
I would have stayed there.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say like absolutely like the times that they were the most in danger, with the exception of like the very first security guard in the very beginning, was when they went outside of the mall.
Yeah.
So like yeah, I definitely understand. Like it was definitely good to have a contingency plan. But then like let's just go ahead and go. I was like, why don't you wait it out maybe a little
chill,
longer?
Just chill. How long have you been there?
Yeah.
Like at least in the first one, it seems like a decent amount of time passed.
Yeah.
Like
a month. A couple of months passes.
A couple of months, because she's like
she
three
advances
or 4 months
pregnant,
and then almost.
Yeah. And this one is like maybe a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like
it's less than a month.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking this too. So, do you if you get bit,
yes.
do you shoot yourself or do you fucking let it take hold? I think it'd be hard for me to. I think I'd turn zombie.
I would ask someone to kill me.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think
do.
I would kill
I
myself
it.
Only because I would be afraid of botching it.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
only reason I wouldn't
yeah.
do it. If I was confident that I would kill myself first time, no problem, then I probably wouldn't have a problem.
Alright, so if you let somebody kill you, do you first turn the zombie and get murdered, or do you before you turn?
I tell them to...
Depends on what the group wants, what the group's tradition is. I wouldn't mind like saying my goodbyes and going while I was still alive.
See, I'm zombie. I'm turning zombie.
I tell
I don't want nobody to shoot. Like, fuck it. You gonna die? Like, it's not gonna be me. Like, fuck it. You have to fucking murder me, but I'm turning zombie. I wouldn't be like on some fuck shit and be like, oh, I got bit and I wouldn't tell anybody. I would probably just go somewhere else, but I'm definitely not just. I don't want
to
get
be
shot.
Be like, hey, just let me out the front door and I'll take my chance out there. Nah, I'd probably make him do, like, some fucking look at the bunny rabbit shit to me.
Yeah.
Some point I'd be like, oh, man. It's the end of the world. Tell me how good pizza used to taste. Tell me about it.
Hold on. Your hair look good, Dustin.
There we go. It's been a couple episodes since we've slipped the wire reference in.
How my hair look, Kamari? It looks good.
You look good, girl.
You look good.
That was good. Yeah, I there's a part of me that'd be like, my selfish instinct would be to hide it, but be like, but I know ultimately I'd be like, ah, oh, you guys, I got fucking bit. Ah, you guys. Aw, dang.
Hey, you guys.
And it sucks, too, because, like, and then, because, yeah, like, I think it's interesting, too, like, there's so few movies, like, it's like in The Walking Dead, the comic and the show, they entertain, like, the idea of, like, amputating the source of it, and that works, but, like, I don't think I'm sure it has been done outside of it, but I have not seen it done that I can recall immediately outside of it.
There's a movie where they do it and it doesn't work. I don't know. It's escaping me. But yeah, I've seen it before, but no.
Yeah.
It's not super common.
Okay. Yeah, definitely not.
And I mean, because the fact of the matter is, like, to experiment with it when it might not even work, when they will likely die
anyway
from
the
amputation.
Yeah, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
And then it's like, fuck, man. You already in a zombie apocalypse, man, you would like all your limbs, right?
It is in my zombie
at the bare minimum, you want your fucking legs. Like, you might not, you can, I think you can get by with one arm, but fucking one leg, you're fucked, man.
It's called Herschel, bro.
Well, Dale.
Yeah.
In the comics.
Dale/Herschel. Let's talk about a couple of the key differences. Like, we briefly touched on it. What do we think about zombies fucking running?
Terrifying.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that aspect.
I feel like it's fucking, you can't survive running zombies. Those zombies not only were fast, but they were fucking strong.
They were super fast.
Smashing windshields.
Like that little fucking girl in the
beginning. Headbutting through doors.
She like fucking like Hulk smashed the floor and then was like, all right, I'm about to fucking all fours and attack
she
you.
She had like a fucking like Matrix kick up lead.
She was like,
squatted down.
I'm a lick.
She was like, that was like a fucking Wesley Snipes move.
I can see both sides of this though, right? Where it's like, if you've been dead for a while, like in the Romero world, it usually takes longer for them to reanimate. If you've been dead for a while, the rigor mortis sets in, whatever. But
certainly,
in this one specifically, and like 28 days later, it's the same thing. They come back right away.
Yeah.
And so in that respect, like, it's still a little unrealistic, but, you know, if you don't feel the bones in your hand smash when you go through a windshield, if all you want to do is eat the person inside, then you're not going to care as much. Whereas, like, who's to say that we, with our bodies now, right now, are not capable of those things?
Yeah.
We just, like, can't afford to break bones to do it.
Yeah. But, I think the issue, like, everybody in this movie, like, seriously, like, a fucking track runner.
Right.
Like, it's insane.
Like,
and you're like, these are all average people.
The big lady,
she fucking trucks it.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Offensive linemen.
Could that person move fast? Absolutely. They were, like, way faster than a person of that size would be.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you don't know when your brain shut off what you're capable of.
I don't know, man. That sounds like some Lucy bullshit. What if I use 100% of my brain?
You're
still not going to look as good as Scarlett Johansson, you dumb dummies. I don't know. 28 days later, I'm totally on board with it. And I guess, like, they never specify the source of it in this.
Yeah.
Like, in the Romero films, it is specified. Kind of. It's much more heavily
alluded to.
What is it? I don't remember.
Well, just the
very first one, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, but yeah, like, this one, it could be any number of things. So, I don't know. There's that. I think it takes away from, like, what that specific monster, what that specific, like, kind of villain has to say.
No, and it's supposed to be us, and it's a whole thing about consumerism, then it doesn't make more sense that we're shambling mindless drones.
And that's the thing. Like, this movie, I think it's a fun, mindless, popcorn-type movie. I don't think it has anything to fucking say.
Yeah.
And if it does, it doesn't do it very well. And I think that's what separates it from, like, the really good zombie films. Like, even though this is clearly a remake of one of those really good zombie films, and I think part of why it loses that is because it's like, oh no, they can run now. It's like, alright, well, you better find a way to, like, make this mean something else, and they don't. And I say that again, as a person who likes this movie.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's a different... I mean, I guess the one thing I can appreciate as far as it being a remake, it's a different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, they didn't try to do, like, a shot for shot, like, whatever of the original and everything. But, yeah.
What would you say are the best zombie movies?
I would certainly put the first two Dead movies up, the first two Romero ones. I like Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, and Diary of the Dead. I like a lot of the things that those movies do. They are not without their faults, though. But I would classify them. Shaun of the Dead makes that fucking list. And that's, again, because, like, even though that's a zombie movie, that movie isn't about zombies. That movie's about a fucking dude being, like, stuck in kind of a state of arrested development and learning how to fucking get past that. I mean, the zombies obviously aren't secondary, but the zombies are kind
of
secondary in that fucking movie.
I think it's a lot of heart in that movie, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah,
a couple of the other Living Dead ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
not as good as the...
Oh, no, definitely not. But they're definitely up there.
I like 28 Days Later quite a bit.
Oh, 20, yeah. Yes, 28 Days Later is fucking
and
amazing.
And I would even argue that I Am Legend is more of a zombie movie than anything else. The one with Will Smith, and I quite like that as well.
I like parts of I Am Legend. My biggest hang-ups with I Am Legend is the ending, and that the fucking monsters look like dick.
Yeah.
Like, and that really, that was my biggest thing, because I was completely on board with that movie, but every time they pop up...
Just fucking Michael Zombies, man.
There's a book called The Passage that Ridley Scott already bought the rights to the trilogy, and the second and third book haven't even come out, and the bad guys are a lot like the bad guys in I Am Legend.
Uh-huh.
And I would say it's more of a zombie movie than it is a monster movie in general.
Yeah,
or
certainly.
A book. And he's making it into a movie, so
which
is, be on the lookout for that.
Okay, cool,
really.
And I Am Legend's a great fucking story. Like, I've read the book, and I love the book, and I love the Will Smith movie. Save for those few glaring huge problems I have, but yeah, I would certainly put that up there as well. And that movie has a shitload to fucking say.
Are they remaking? Are they making a third 28? Like 28 months later?
Maybe? That's been like one of those things. It's kind of like been being talked about for like a decade.
Yeah, because Weeks was weak.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been more than 28 months.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I would love to see another one, and I want to give 28 Weeks another rewatch.
It's not that terrible. It's like if 28 Days Later is Night of the Living Dead, then 28 Weeks Later is the remake of Dawn.
Yeah, I honestly saw it in the theater when it came out, and I have not seen it since. And at this point, like, I remember that Robert Carlyle is in it and that Jeremy Renner is in it, and I remember almost nothing else. But, like, it's certainly one that I want to give another shot. I'm trying to think if there's any other zombie movies that I would put up there.
There's some Italian ones that are pretty good.
Oh, yeah, like...
American, Western ones, I'm not sure. Or English.
Yeah, are you talking about, like, Zombie 2?
Yeah.
The Fulci stuff? Yeah. The Fulci stuff gets interesting. If I remember right, Zombie 2 is the one where a zombie fights a shark. Which is pretty goddamn ridiculous. So, yeah, there are certainly some of them.
World War Z, the book, is so good.
Yeah, yeah. Movie not
the
so
audiobook
much.
Is also excellent. I think I said that on the last episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So. K.K. Bracken, huge advocate of the written works of Max Brooks.
Yeah.
Yes. And Zombie Survival Guide is also great, but it's not really a story.
I do own that one. But it's fun, and it's interesting, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. I think... We're going to go ahead and wrap it up with our favorite moments from the movie. Peter, if you'd like to start us off.
The part where Wooly walks in. No, definitely.
Blast all your Puerto Rican asses off.
No. Oh, shoot. I mean, there's so many good ones. I like Celebrity Sniper Bingo.
Yeah, that's a fun scene.
Even though it was such a small part, I like just the chainsaw falling on the chick.
The oh shit, we can't have too many people get out of this alive moment. For literally no reason.
Yeah.
Unless he was standing on the bus in heels, that might have occurred.
Yeah.
Imagine it's hard to keep your footing in heels when a bus is swerving.
Tumbling around like a baby giraffe.
A baby giraffe with a chainsaw. KK?
I've got to say my favorite part is when you don't know that Andy's dead yet, and he writes on the on the whiteboard and flips it up, and it's just the blood smear. I love that.
Me am good zombie. Yeah. It's instinct, memory, something he remembers. Kamari?
Oh shit! Wow, I think you guys took my.
Sorry.
I guess like the fucking. I like. The way it was Michael goes out.
Yeah, Michael's the main dude.
He that's the one guy I think throughout the whole movie you're like, all right, he was consistent.
Yeah, Michael's stance,
and he's the most likable person.
And
it's like he's like, you know, like fuck it, I got this shit, I got to deal with it, man. Like, you know, I like that the way he kind of went out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you get so many people just trying to scratch on and like fucking. It's like, no, man, you're fucking zombie. Deal with it.
And
dealt with it by pulling his fucking brain.
Yeah. Well, and I think Michael was just the most consistently written character too. Say for me, definitely all of those are pretty great moments. I wasn't even thinking about the blood smear on the side.
That was my favorite part.
So goddamn funny. I think My most vivid memory of this was watching it in my dorm room my freshman year at Bowling Green. Because we rented it. We rented this and Donnie Darko. So I think we watched Donnie Darko. I was like, that movie was fucking stupid. And then we watched this. I was like, this movie's fucking stupid, but I like it. and I remember watching the montage of the Richard Cheese doing Down with the Sickness. I was like, am I watching? What am I hearing? Because before then, I had no idea that that was a thing you could do, was swing covers of nu metal songs.
Yeah.
So that scene's definitely up there for me. And I really like Ving Rhames in this. Like, even though his character is inconsistent in a couple of parts, like, he definitely, like, brings, like, a fucking legitimacy. Like,
I think he's the best actor of
yeah,
the
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like, he... I think he's the... Like, even Michael's the best written character, but Ving Rhames, I think, definitely is the strongest performer in the cast. Certainly. So pretty much anytime Ving Rhames was like there, I was very much on board with that.
It's like, fuck, man, why you got Ving Rhames? It's like, it sucks because it's like, it's a really good movie in there, and they just fucking just let it. It doesn't suck, but it's just like, you know, it's that whole untapped potential type of thing.
Yeah, it's like what could have been.
You just take this, and maybe this is better as a whole product. But you know.
And that's, I was reading up a little bit about this before we watched it today, and the fucking ridiculous ending with the video camera and stuff was not in the original cut. They did the test screening, and it ends with you hearing Michael blow his brains out and Anna like just looking back, like, and then just sailing off to God knows where, and that was it.
Yeah.
People were like, "Oh, that's kind of bleak, don't you think?" I was like, "It's a fucking zombie movie."
Right.
Like,
and also the camera bit—that was bleak too.
Yeah. Do you not remember the zombie baby getting delivered and shot in the head?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's frustrating too, because like, and also like the found footage thing, like, it feels like such a cop-out and such an unnecessary tag.
Nah, you can fucking
like,
infer away.
You know that they're probably, like, wherever they go, like, it's probably fucked. Like, there's probably no salvation. And I don't need that fucking hand-fed to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the people that bitched about not knowing why the monster was in Cloverfield. It's like, who gives a shit where it came from?
Yeah,
like,
nah.
It's there and it's fucking wrecking everything. I'm more interested in, like, how people are gonna deal with that. Like, I know what fucking Dracula is. I don't need to know the fucking story before. I don't need Dracula Untold.
Yeah.
I chose this.
Yeah.
I was
fuck
like,
you.
Fucking like,
fuck you.
You want the monster, like, you want his origin story? You want to see how, like, his dad monster wasn't in his life?
Yeah. It's like, who gives a shit? Like, Patton Oswalt has a fucking great bit about the Star Wars prequels. And about how it's all like, oh, you get to see Darth Vader become angry. It's like, who cares? We know Darth Vader's a bad dude. I don't need to see him kill a shitload of Tusken Raiders after they fuck up his mom. I know Darth Vader is not a good guy.
You're not going to, like, watch the old ones and just have, like, a tear shed. But, oh, Darth didn't have a chance.
Yeah. Well, it's like, with the Gotham show, like, that Fox is doing now is, like, I already got Batman Begins. I got my prequel. Like, I got my origin story. And also, everyone knows where Batman came from. His parents got shot. He fucking Batmaned. Like, we know about Batman. And then, even the show, like, Hannibal is supposed to be really, really good. And it probably is, but, like, I don't know. My mind is just, like, blown by, like, the idea of being, like, well, instead of, like, mapping out new territory, seeing where these characters can go... Let's fucking, let's just tell you what is just heavily implied.
Yeah.
Oh, Gotham. Oh, this Gordon dude, he was a cop before he was also still a cop? Yeah, let's look at that. Fuck you. So, yeah, like, I hate that, like, sometimes movies and studios don't give the audience credit. And, like, they just assume that they're dumb and they need everything fucking hand-fed to them. So...
But as the redhead that ran after a dog in the movie, people are fucking dumb. Unfortunately.
Hey,
she made it, though. Maybe.
She fucking made it. That is awful.
You know who definitely made it out of that movie? Fucking Chips the dog. Chips
is the winner of the movie.
Chips and his fucking saddlebags.
Wait, what did... I don't remember. What happened to Chips?
He runs into the jungle,
okay.
And then he runs back out.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, hey, I'm fine, but they're going to kill you. I mean, I brought them here for you.
New friends.
So there's, like, Chip's on the island now.
Yeah.
He's like, he's king of the
island. Oh, no, my new friends are eating my old friends.
Yeah. The terror.
Chips is Colonel... What is it?
Kurtz?
Kurtz?
I believe you mean the horror.
Oh,
this takes place in Milwaukee, so Chips is going to die come wintertime.
Yeah.
You had one job, ass
coat. I felt like they got to an island, though, man.
In the Great Lakes.
Oh, the Great Lakes. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that's it. It's in Wisconsin. I don't know if you've ever been to Wisconsin, but I'm going to lay it out. No ocean.
Nah.
No ocean.
Might be the terror. I don't know.
It's the horror.
Are you sure?
I own the movie.
I've seen it.
Did it on the podcast.
The horror!
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's all right. I would tell you that I would edit it out, but I'm not going to.
It's all right. We didn't edit you falling asleep.
That's true.
No, you didn't edit that out.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I leave it in for all its applause. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up there. Kamari, thank you for guest hosting this.
Had a blast, man.
KK, Peter, thank you guys so much for being on.
Thanks
for having
a lot of
fun.
Awesome.
More fun than I thought we would have talking about this movie, so
yeah.
Thank you guys for that.
Yeah,
Godzilla.
Pegasaurus.
Pegasaurus.
There's no more room in hell. Godzilla gonna have a Pegasaurus.
Oh, my God.
Because y'all gay.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to How Have You Not Seen This. If you enjoyed the podcast, like the page on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a rating or a review. If you're interested in donating to the podcast, you can do so through the PayPal link at the Podomatic website, howhaveyounotseenthis.podomatic.com. You can also send any questions, comments for the show to howhaveyounotseenthispodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.